For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This month on the show, we have some pop culture news. We each talk about something that we've been watching or reading or looking at over the last month, and fortune cookies, if we have some. Yeah, hopefully. Hey, we're back, and it's our new monthly show. So Yippee. Welcome back to
Lunchbox Reaction.
All right, here we are. It's been a month. It feels like I haven't seen you.
Yeah, not in this way.
Yeah, it's been a while. What have you been doing with your time off?
Marching band.
I haven't really had time off.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's kind of why we switched to monthly, because you two have just been so busy. Well, and I've been busy too. I've been volunteering for your marching band, so pretty much I've been doing stuff every night too.
I've been making a lot of music lately, too. That's been fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of music?
I don't know. It's hard to describe. Atmospheric is what I would say. Or like video game soundtrack.
Yeah, stuff that could play in the background of Minecraft.
I know Liam's listened to some of it. Because I upload a bit on YouTube.
And you're making it how?
Through the program on our Mac called Logic.
Logic,
okay. Music Making Studio.
Yeah, that's
same
what we're using.
Same thing we use to record the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Logic. And you got a keyboard connected to it here?
I do.
And are you singing?
No.
Are you playing
sometimes.
I have sung in one song that I've published.
Okay. Are you playing guitar?
I mean, there's guitar that I'm playing in the background, but most of the time it's just a few notes played over some time, just to add an effect.
But I mean, I was wondering if you were actually playing your guitar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was recording me playing my guitar.
Okay. Cool. Versus just like the synthesized guitar in the computer or whatever, the sampled guitar. So you've been doing that. What about you? You've been doing anything interesting?
I've been drawing.
Okay. What? What have you been drawing?
I don't know.
You don't know.
You just take a pen and you just zone out for 3 hours.
Okay, you're drawing comics, you're drawing cartoons, drawing little sketches. What are you doing?
Like animating.
Okay. Are you going to publish it sometime?
Maybe.
Making a book or
no?
Did you ever share stuff with your friends?
No.
Wow. Okay, so it's just for fun.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, with that said, let's do some pop culture news. It's been a month. What's happened in the last month in the news world of pop culture? Anything you want to share?
I have something. So I think quite a while ago, maybe like a year ago at this point, I talked about a new How to Train Your Dragon game that was coming out that was based in Shanghai, China or something.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. Yeah,
but it's out now. And I saw the trailer for it that they have released, and it looks pretty good. It's been authorized by DreamWorks and Universal, and it's being published at a studio called Tomorrowland. And it's being described as a simulation business dragon breeding game.
What? Business.
Simulation business dragon breeding.
I thought that was an interesting description.
Wow.
Do you have a business of breeding dragons? But the video used to promote the game, it's mostly just an animation of Hiccup and Toothless flying around. And doesn't really show what the gameplay is.
Okay.
It's just clips that look like they could be from the movies, but in a different style.
Huh.
There's some videos out of people actually playing the game that I haven't watched, so maybe that would be interesting to look at.
So it's a game with spreadsheets then, or
I don't know.
That's weird. I guess when I would think of a How to Train Your Dragon game, I would think immediately of flying around on my dragon, not managing eggs hatching. But
I mean, I'm sure there are lots of other games where you can fly around.
We sort of used to play one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought of that game in years. Yeah, there was an online.
I think about it. Surprisingly,
yeah, me too.
Often.
A web game. Yeah.
I had a baby Stormfly.
Isn't it like Isles of Berk, or is that a show?
I thought Isles of Berk was like the new Disney World thing, or Universal thing.
Oh, Universal, yeah. Probably. My news is I discovered that Laika is going to be coming out with a new stop-motion animated movie.
Ooh.
Coming out next April 2025, and it's called Wildwood. And the trailer for it dropped this week. It looks pretty dark and creepy, Evan, so I don't know. It looks, to me, it looks creepier than Kubo and the Two Strings.
Uh-oh. At least it's not creepier than that one Cat in the Hat ride at Universal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so apparently it's, I think it's about a girl, her brother is kidnapped or something and taken into this strange magical forest, and she and a friend have to go rescue him. I guess that's just a little... the description I read. The trailer, it shows some stuff. A lot of the trailer is, you know, from Laika, the company that brought you Kubo, and the company brought you Coraline, so they're showing clips of those movies. So there's, even though it's a full teaser trailer, there's not too much new footage. But anyway, I tend to really enjoy the movies that Laika has made, so I'm looking forward to it.
In my pop culture world, in this last month, the show Gravity Falls has somewhat gotten revived in terms of fandom thanks to the Book of Bill, which is the main villain of Gravity Falls. Bill Cipher has gotten a new book published that has little bits of his story and how he came to terrorize this weird town in the middle of nowhere. If you don't know Gravity Falls, it's a really good Disney show that came out, I think, in the mid-2010s. That was very sad when it got ended after only two seasons. It followed the adventures of Dipper and Mabel, two teenagers in this weird, strange town that's filled with anomalies. And this new book, I've heard some creepy things about it.
Oh.
Has some weird
Another
stories.
Another one of Evan's touch of horrors.
Yeah.
So when you say book, it's an actual book that you go out and buy?
Yeah, a published book.
Oh, okay.
There's a Barnes & Noble exclusive version of it, too.
Is it something you want, or are you going to go out and get it?
I would. It would be fun to get, just to read.
And what's it called again?
The Book of Bill.
Now, you watched it.
I watched it.
I feel like I saw a few of the episodes.
I think you saw a bit of the first season.
But I remember it not really grabbing me. Is that the one, so the kids like went and lived with their uncle
their
or something?
Their weird uncle.
But he's not the villain, right? Or is
no.
he? Oh, okay.
You'll have to watch the end of the show, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't grab me, so I've never...
It's so funny that you describe like shows like you don't like as they didn't grab me.
Well,
like I always imagine you being grabbed by a show.
Just dragging
and, like,
you
and then
into
when
the
you
depths.
Say they don't grab you, I imagine it reaching out and you're just like, no.
Yeah. I mean, it is just one of those things where I give a show a few episodes, and if I'm not hooked or interested or grabbed, I kind of give up on it.
The arm isn't stretchy enough for you.
The arm isn't stretchy.
I don't know why. It's the opposite for me. I love the shows that like slowly get into the actual plot.
Mm.
Amphibia.
Yeah, I like shows that surprise
Adventure
me.
Time.
Yeah. It's more than that. For example, we are currently watching Star Trek Prodigy, and that one took me... It took me a few episodes for it to really sink my teeth into it, but then it like started. It was just like, oh wow, this is great!
It dug its claws in me
and pulled me in
into the depths of Star Trek.
Because I think one of you, I feel like I'm suddenly doing a review for Star Trek Prodigy, but I think one of you said something, or maybe Mom said it, something about how it felt like Star Wars the very first episode.
It did.
It didn't feel Star Trek-y at all. So when I was first watching it, I was thinking, this is Star Trek, but everyone online was saying, oh, the show is so good, it's so good. So I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did, because it is a really awesome show. But again, we'll have to cover that. Maybe next month we'll cover it. Do you think we'll be done by then?
Yeah.
No, we're only halfway through it, and it's taken us a while to get that far. So maybe in a few months we'll cover
it. Maybe when Marching Band's over.
Yeah. But hey, listener, you could watch it now, and when we get to it, you'll be all set.
Sometimes I look back on it and I'm still surprised how I managed to watch Steven Universe. It's such a long show.
I mean, we had a whole pandemic.
We did.
Yeah. All right, that was all of our pop culture news, right?
Yep.
And now we're going to do a new feature. Remember when I said we'd switch things up a bit? And our last show, our 200th episode, we talked about things we might do. And one of them was we'd go back and look at previous pop culture references and see what they were, if we liked them, how they turned out. We did lots of different things. So our show, we first started doing pop culture references on episode 23. Before that, we tend to just talk about one topic, and that was it. So our episodes were much shorter. But then we added pop culture news, and then we added fortune cookies too. So I went to a site called random.org, which you can get to just do lots of random stuff for you. And I had it generate a list of numbers randomly from 23 through 200. So it picked our very first week here, it picked 66. So episode 66, we talked about a game called Here to Slay. And oh yeah, the episode aired the 27th of December, 2021. So it's a few years ago.
Well, I remember talking about that game.
Yeah.
It feels a lot more recent.
We just, Evan and I were in a game store the other day and we saw it.
Yeah.
We should pull that out and play it. It's been a while. Anyway, Evan, your pop culture reference that week was that the final episode of Hawkeye had just come out. Do you remember that?
I do.
My pop culture reference for this week is that the final episode of Hawkeye has aired, which means the entire series is out and able to be watched on Disney Plus.
We talked about Hawkeye.
We did. Eventually we got to it.
I don't think I finished it.
Yeah, I feel like it was just me and Evan.
Hawkeye, it's definitely one of the better Marvel shows that came out, I would say.
Totally agree.
There's now, actually just this year, the kind of sequel show to it, or that features a character that was introduced to in it, called Echo, came out. And I have not heard anything about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be great, but
I remember being excited for that show, too, and I haven't watched it.
Just Marvel keeps pumping out stuff.
I know.
It's hard to...
Too much stuff. Way too much stuff. All right. Liam, you talked about your pop culture news was Station 11 on HBO, that you were watching it.
Yeah.
My news of the week is that there's a new show out on HBO that's called Station 11. I think the show, it didn't, like, blow up or anything, but it was a show that appealed to, like, a very specific crowd of people, and, like, everyone who watched it really loved it. And, like, it's a show that's, like, really stuck with me, I think, and inspired, like, a love of post-apocalyptic stories.
Did you ever go back and read the book at all?
No, I don't think we have it. I would read it if we got it.
Well, I mean, there are these neat things now called libraries.
Yeah, they were just invented recently, in the last 3 years.
And my pop culture news that week was I was talking about NFTs, or non-fungible tokens. My pop culture reference this week is, once again, NFTs. And I was talking about how gaming companies were trying to incorporate them and how it was backfiring on them, that people were getting angry. And I have to say, I feel like NFTs have pretty much dropped off the map. I don't hear much about them anymore at all.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. Do either
I don't
of you
even remember what they are.
So. I know they are. Every now and then I hear, oh, this group is making an NFT now. And I'm like, oh, never mind. I don't like that group anymore.
Yeah, they're called non-fungible tokens. It's along the lines of cryptocurrency in a way. It uses the same technology, but it gives you a unique item or something in a game. And people were just mad about it because it's pretty much just a resource hog. And
it's also stupid that it's wasting energy. Like, you can just... Why couldn't it not waste energy?
Yeah. Well, there we go. That's our look back at previous pop culture news to see how it's aged. What do you think?
About what?
Was that interesting or not?
I think it was interesting.
Fun.
Okay. I mean, it'll vary week by week, depending on what we talked about.
I'm excited to see the kinds of stuff that we were bringing up.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. That was our first week.
Oh, no, next week we're just going to get this week. That'd be so funny.
Next week is going to be episode 90, whatever that is. So go back and listen to episode 90, And that's what we'll go back and replay.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Since we've been gone a whole month and we've talked about maybe changing up the format a little, each of us is going to talk about rather than one big topic, which we might do in the future. I was mentioning Star Trek Prodigy. But for months where we don't do something like that, each of us is just going to talk about something that we like or that we want to review. And maybe other people have looked at it, read it, watched it, maybe not. But since it's been a month, we've had a long time. And so we each thought we would cover something. So anyone want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about a movie that I watched, I think a few months ago, called Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Oh, where did you watch that movie?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, I did not realize.
I remember that I first saw this movie. We were watching, like, what's the one where the TV shows are winning awards?
The Emmys?
Wait, no. It was movies. No.
It's a Marcel the Shell with the Shoes On. It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. But
okay.
It was on one of those shows.
Sure.
And it was for
Academy
like
Awards.
The Animated Movies Award. And it was up there in the running for winning something. And then we first saw it and it looked so strange because it's like a stop motion movie. It's a little shell with googly eyes on it. And I remember mom being like, wow, that looks weird. But I saw it on Netflix a few months ago and I decided to watch it. And it was so cute.
I've wanted to watch it for a while now. I just didn't realize it was on Netflix. They're in like 2014, a bunch of short animations came out about Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Yeah, wasn't it first like on YouTube?
Yeah, and then it got produced into a full movie.
Mm-hmm. So the premise of the movie is basically this shell. It's been a while since I watched the movie, but so I don't really remember how it happened, but the shell gets separated from his family, his grandma's with him, and they find themselves in this random guy's house. And so Marcel's trying to, like, find his family, but he doesn't really know how or have any resources. All he has is this guy who's been filming YouTube videos of him. And it's kind of interesting because the guy has his own kind of sad story going on where he's just some lonely guy who just moved in and broke up with his girlfriend. There's nothing better to do than film YouTube videos.
Poor guy.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, no. I've been wanting to watch it for a while. I've heard a few reviews of it, and I just thought it's really cute.
Yeah.
That'd be a good movie night
it's
thing,
one of those
probably.
Movies that'll make you cry, too.
Is it a foreign movie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I hear the name Marcel, and it just makes me think it's French or something. No. So.
I think the shells just have French names, because his grandmother's Connie.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what the guy's name is.
I think, does his grandmother, like, speak a different language or something?
Maybe. I think she has an accent.
Yeah, she has an accent. I don't know of what. Should I go next?
Sure.
My news this week is that for the first time, I got to play the game Stardew Valley.
Oh. Is that the one that your friends bought for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They bought it for me on Steam.
I didn't realize we had it.
I told you.
I have to play it. Did you?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember.
We have it on our PC now. So I played through, I think, at least the first week of it. It's a long game. Like, it takes hours to play most of it.
Yeah, I remember one of my friends got COVID back a few years ago, and they spent, like, 100 hours in their room, and it took them that whole week to finish the game. I don't think they even finished it in the week.
No, you probably wouldn't be able to. The game Stardew Valley is basically a kind of 8-bit farming simulator. It has very good music, and it's about you moving to this small town called Stardew Valley in a world that's basically kind of really industrialized. And you just get to plant stuff and meet the townspeople and develop relationships with them and uncover the hidden secrets of the spirits of the forest, I guess.
I played the first few minutes of the game, so I didn't really get that far. But from what I played, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's fun. There's like new kind of events and things that are going on basically every day. And the game has like a yearly system where you start off in spring and do all the farming. And then it moves to summer and you focus on other stuff. I find it really interesting.
Do you play with other people?
You can.
Yeah, there's multiplayer compatibility, but it's mostly meant to be a single player game. The music in it is also really good. I love Stardew Valley music.
Is it 8-bit music?
Pretty 8-bit, but also it can get off of 8-bit.
Now, is Stardew Valley a prequel to that island game? I can't remember.
Animal Crossing? No.
Those are entirely different. Yeah.
They're different. Okay.
Stardew Valley is an indie game.
But it's not the same company. I was thinking there was the same company for some reason.
You can play both on Nintendo.
Yeah, you can play them both on Nintendo.
Oh, okay. But maybe that's what I was confusing.
Yeah, Animal Crossing was like 3D too, and Stardew Valley is 2D and pixelated.
All the townspeople in Stardew Valley are humans.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason I had it in my head that they were related somehow.
I mean, they're pretty similar premises.
Yeah, kind of similar. Stardew Valley is more based off farming, though, and Animal Crossing is more just building a town.
So why did your friends buy it for you?
So they could play it with me.
Oh, okay. So it is multiplayer. So what do you do with multiple people?
It's basically just playing the same game, but you just have other people joining you on your farm. Mm. So you get things done kind of faster.
Okay.
Still the same basic idea, though. It's like playing Minecraft. It's good. It's a good single player game, but there's also multiplayer.
Nice. Is there one big server that your farm is on and other people can come see it, or is it like privately
just
on your computer?
Just two people at maximum, I think. And you both have to play on the same device. I think, right? And maybe...
I know if you want to have multiple people on a world, it would have to be a multiplayer server. And you would have to be the one to host it and other people can join. But otherwise, I don't think people can just join your own private world.
When I played multiplayer, I remember it had to be like a split screen. We both had the same world.
I haven't played long enough. I really enjoyed what I did play, though. So it got a good base premise.
Do you have a rating?
I mean, so far, I'd give it at least a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Wow.
It's higher than you rated Totoro.
I've explained my reasoning in the past.
And Liam, did you have a rating for Marcel Lachelle?
I'd give it a 10.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was really good.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking about we didn't get a rating from you. All right, that just leaves me. This month, I am going to talk about a book. The book is called Watership Down.
Uh-oh.
A novel by Richard Adams. It was published in 1972. I first read this book probably in about 1983, maybe. I feel like I was about 13 when I first read it. I found it on my sister's bookshelf, and I have a copy here that I'm holding that the kids can see. My sister's copy had this one is just sort of line art of a rabbit. But hers had, it was more of a painting of a rabbit, which was really, it was like a close up of a rabbit head. And that just drew me in. I'm like, wow, what is this? And I started reading and I could not put it down. It was just an amazing book, I thought. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about this book a bit. It's one of my favorite books, and it's a book that, how do I want to say this? There are some books that you can just kind of pick up and read and you enjoy, and you read them over and over again, and they're fun, and They're kind of comfort books.
Yeah.
This book is not in that category.
Our AP Lit teacher would describe that as literary merit.
Yeah. So to me, this book is, I mean, I would say it's grand and profound, and it's a book that I enjoy and I love reading, but I don't want to read it too much because I feel like if I overread it, it would take away the magic of it. So I'm currently reading it right now, and it's probably only about the third time that I've ever read it, just because it's so enjoyable, and I don't know if philosophical isn't quite the word, but it
is a little philosophical.
If you're not familiar with the book, I should probably describe it. So it's basically about a group of rabbits who are, in a way, they're anthropomorphized. They're still rabbits, but they can talk and they
basically have human brains.
Basically have human brains. And it's a story of survival. It's a story of self-determination, you know, making your own way in the world. There are so many things about this book. It's a little like The Adventures of Odysseus. If you're familiar with, you know, those ancient books, the Aeneid, I've seen it compared to. People look at this book and they see their own story in this book. So, I've read that people compare it to the founding of Israel. It's, you know, people compare it to World War II. People compare it to, it's just so many things. Because in addition to just being about these rabbits, it's about finding a new home. It's about, you know, finding your place in the world. It's about overcoming obstacles. It's about, it's kind of getting out of a concentration camp. I mean, there's lots of things in this book, and it melds them into just a grand story of the survival of these group of rabbits. And the fun part of it is that the rabbits have their own language. They have their own mythology. And you're reading along, and then you suddenly get a chapter, which is the story that the rabbits are telling about their, you know, kind of their, you might want to say their Robin Hood figure, El Arara, who goes out and is the trickster rabbit and always gets the best of anyone that he goes up against. Yeah, it's just amazing. And there's kind of a religious aspect to it, even though the author says he didn't intend that. He said in an interview that the rabbits don't believe it. It's just that there is, you know, there is this creator, and that's what the rabbits, you know, there's this Lord Frith, and of course there is. I like that the characters are so well defined. We have there's a main character, Hazel, who I wouldn't call him a reluctant leader, but he's, you know, he's a rabbit that sort of gets thrust into the position of, I have to make a decision, and other rabbits start listening to him, and he kind of becomes a leader. There's the big, strong rabbit Bigwig. There's Fiver, who's sort of the small runt of the litter, except he has sort of psychic powers. He kind of a fortune teller. He gets feelings about what's right and wrong. All the rabbits have their different abilities. Some are good storytellers. Some are quick and fast. I will say some things that I feel like they're almost too many rabbits. Like there get to be so many that I kind of lose track of the non-main ones. Like right now I'm reading it and I'm to a point where I kind of know about the main five or six, but then the author mentions that there's 14 of them, and I'm like, oh, I guess I remember that there's that many, but I don't remember their names at all. And it just keeps growing because they keep meeting different rabbits. And
I remember reading this, it was probably right after I finished reading Warrior Cats, and it really, the series has a lot of similarity to Watership Down, I think, except it's with rabbits and not cats.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long book. It's 400. The copy I have is 476 pages, but it's laid out in really short chapters. Like the chapters are only five or six pages each. So it feels like a good book that you could just pick up and read a chapter every day, and it would be pretty short. The author wrote it based on stories that he told his daughters while they were driving to and fro. He lived in the country, and he would tell his daughters these stories of the rabbits, and they kept telling him, write it down, write it down. The story is told in a way that the author kind of is narrating the story, because sometimes he addresses you, the reader. You, the reader, might wonder about the rabbits doing this, and he'll go off on that, and then we'll go back into the rabbit story. So it's kind of an interesting way to tell the story. But yeah, great, great book. I think I've mentioned before that even though I say that I don't want to read it that much, I will say that I often reread the epilogue of the book, which is, it's literally 1, 2, 3 pages. The last three pages of the book. It's, I think it's the most perfect ending I've ever read to a book or a story. It's just a marvelous ending. It makes me happy when I read it. It's it's kind of a, even though what's happening is kind of sad in a way, but it's also happy. You just have to read the book, but suffice it to say, yeah, it's one of my favorite books. It was a bestseller for, I don't know, a year or more, I think, when it first came out. And So, Watership Down. If you're interested in anthropomorphic rabbits who are going on an adventure and trying to find a new place to live, I'd say check it out. Because, yeah, it's I think everyone should read it at least once. So, I know you've read it, Liam. I hope someday you read it, Evan, because I think you'd enjoy it.
There's also a series on Netflix.
Yeah, there have been some
I think that, movies. Yeah, there have been movies, too.
Yeah, they've been some movies. There have been some series. I've never watched any of them.
I think the book is the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. Okay. Anyway, that's my quick review. 10 out of 10. Yeah, it's ranks up there. It's just one of my favorite books. And yeah, that's about all I can say about it. All right. There we go. Well, that wraps up our first monthly episode. Oh, I suppose we should do some fortune cookies.
You should.
My fortune this month is prepare today for the demands of tomorrow. Plan your move.
That's a little scary. I have your dreams will bring you into a profitable venture.
I have a bold and dashing adventure soon in your future.
We've both got adventures in our future.
Wow. We do. We're going to Indianapolis.
Dad's not coming with, I guess. Dad's got to plan his next move carefully.
How do you know I'm not going to Indianapolis?
Are you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm on the props team. I don't know. I might come. I'm not quite sure.
It would be fun if you did.
Yeah, I'll have to see.
Plan your next move.
Plan my next move. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us on our new format. Hopefully you've enjoyed hearing us again after a month. We enjoyed being back.
We miss you.
We miss you. Yeah. We'll see you again next month. My name is Brian.
My name is Liam.
My name just might be Evan.
And we'll see you all next month.
Month.
At the lunch table. So long.
So long.
So month.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.